A U.S. Army Alaska spokesperson said Wednesday that Perry is assigned to the 1st Striker Brigade combat team, but the spokesperson couldn't answer other questions about why the 34-year-old infantryman was allowed to be stationed here despite facing a trial. Travis County, Texas Sheriff's Office spokesperson Kristen Dark says Perry was formally charged on July 1st.
He was booked into the Travis County Jail on two charges, murder and deadly conduct.
A local television news outlet says Perry flew from Alaska to Texas last week to surrender to authorities after a warrant was issued for his arrest. Dark said he was released soon after posting a $300,000 bond.
He was booked into the Travis County Jail around 2:20 that afternoon, and he was released from custody at 2:36, I believe.
Perry was off duty that hot summer night, working a side gig as an Uber driver. He reportedly was waiting for a fare when he encountered protesters at a downtown intersection around 10 p.m. According to the indictment, as Perry tried to turn onto a cross street, he, quote, recklessly engaged in conduct that placed a group of protesters walking in the roadway in imminent danger of serious bodily injury, unquote. The indictment says he was texting on his cell phone while making the turn as pedestrians were in the crosswalk. Then he drove into a group of protesters who were in the street. That's the basis of the deadly conduct charge. The indictment says Perry threatened one of the pedestrians and drove toward that person, but he wasn't able to get very far because the street was filled with protesters. One of them was 28-year-old Garrett Foster, who was carrying an AK-47, as is allowed under Texas's open carry laws. Foster reportedly approached the car, and Perry perceived that he was threatening him with the rifle, although eyewitnesses dispute that. Police say Perry drew his pistol, which he was legally allowed to carry, and shot Foster, fatally wounding him. An eyewitness recorded and posted video of the incident. Perry then drove away and later called police, who detained him briefly until he claimed he shot in self-defense. Perry and his lawyers argue he was justified to use deadly force under Texas's Stand Your Ground law. Austin police say they're still investigating the shooting. Both Perry and Foster are white, but BLM supporters say the shooting shows police don't place a high priority on protecting protesters. A Fairbanks civil rights advocate says he's also troubled about the case and its potential to further inflame local residents and activists angered over police brutality toward Alaska Natives and other people of color.
There's the Blue Lives Matter marches that are going on. There's still a lot of activism with the natives and the police department and things of that nature. And then here we have the military situation.
Benny Colbert is a former head of the Fairbanks NAACP chapter, and he spoke about the matter as a concerned citizen. Colbert says he's troubled that Army officials permitted Perry to come to Fort Wainwright despite the fatal shooting and now the indictment.
I think the military, somebody should have took this into consideration prior to bringing this into our small community.
According to the Travis County District Court Clerk's Office, the next court proceeding in the case is scheduled for July 22nd. But a person in the Travis County Attorney's Office, who spoke off the record, says barring a plea deal or dismissal of charges, it may take a while for the case to come to trial because of a backlog of cases left over from the pandemic shutdown. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.